You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
21 minutes to 9. You are tuned and still listening to the Q&A on this beautiful Monday evening. Myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and our beloved senior Ustad Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah. Ustad, there's a message from an anonymous revert sister, and she wants to know from an Islamic point of view, what should we be aware of during the so-called pandemic? What are our actions, speech, advice, du'as, etc.? Ustad.
My sister, first and foremost, we thank you. You made the right choice by embracing Islam. And remember, the Quran Sharif teaches us, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِن يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. When a person of any faith, that he or she embraces Islam, it is the benevolence, the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah, their sins are forgiven of the past. Imagine the mercy of Almighty Allah, 50, 60, 70, 80, sins. Chapter number 8, Surah Anfal, and verse number 38. Chapter 8, verse 38. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innal Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla. That verily Islam expunges and erases the sins of the past. Open Mishkat Sharif and you will find it there. Now, my sister, a very pertinent question. People are going towards panic, fear, and pandemonium, and so forth and so on. Negativity has become rife and rampant within the Muslim community. So what should we be telling them? Our message is the Quran. Chapter 58, Surah Mujadala, verse 10. Write it down, my sister. Chapter 58, verse 10. I read for you the verse. إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ لِيَحَزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Verily, the enemies of Allah, they have their caucus. They have their private meetings, and then there they are plotting, planning. But Almighty Allah says, verily, the caucus of the shaitan and the comrades and cronies of shaitan, لِيَحَزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, to cause sadness, to cause panic, to cause grief to the Muslims and the true believers. Remember, it will not be effective. Why? وَلَيْسَ بِدَارِهِمْ. It will not cause the true believers harm, شَيْئًا, even the slightest bit, إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, except with the command and permission of Allah. Everything happens with the command and decree of Allah and not with our degrees. Remember that. So we believe is an article of faith. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Good, bad, happy, sad, everything comes from Almighty Allah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The true believers place their trust in Almighty Allah. Trust does not mean recklessness. We must take some precautions, obviously. But remember, this panic, sadness, negativity, we must not enter that. Our Allah, He was, He is, will always be Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. So read now with me, you sister and all the listeners, chapter 7, verse 151. Surah chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكْ. O beloved Allah, include us, admit us in your special, special mercy, Ya Allah. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you, Allah, Jalla wa Ala, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So imagine, we turn the negative into the positive, and in that way, positive energy will flow. So that is what the Ummah must learn. And all the satanic conferences, caucuses, private meetings, and so forth, لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they want to cause sadness, grief, worry, pain, and anxiety to the Muslims. It will not work, provided we have proper belief and proper iman and conviction in the promises of Almighty Allah and the promises of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 58, chapter 58, and verse number 10.
Subhanallah. Let's go to Johannesburg, Ustad. Anonymous says, zakat and membership fees with regards to the masjid. What is your opinion of such membership fees that our masjids have Please note that the questions are for my own understanding. Anonymous Ustad.
Remember, masjid does not belong to any person, any family, any group of people. Masjid belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and this is enshrined in the Noble Quran. Wa anna al-masajid lillah, that the masajid, the mosque, all of them, all parts of the world, belong solely, exclusively to Almighty Allah. Chapter number 72, Surah Jin, verse number 18. Chapter 72, verse 18. For a person or community or society or jamaat to say every person who is 18 years old, 20 years old, must pay 100 rand, $50, $20, 1,000 rupees, 500 rupees, because you're coming here to the masjid, remember that is haram and not permissible. What you do is you put one lilla box there, one lilla safe there, and you say whoever wants to pay for the maintenance of the masjid, the water, the lights, and all so forth and so on. So that you do, that's totally permissible. But to impose upon people, no one has the right to do so, nor the trustees, nor the officials, nor the chairman, no one has the right to do so. That's absolutely haram. La yahillu ma'lu mri'in muslimin illa biti biqalbin minhu. A Muslim person, when he or she for that matter gives some money and wealth, then it must be given wati biqalb, wholeheartedly. You can't impose it upon them and under duress, under coercion, they have to pay like a fine. So that is not permissible in Islam. This is authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. So remember, that was your question. Zakat, I don't know what you meant by that. Can you give zakat for the masjid? No, totally haram, you can't do that.
Ustad, assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti Saab. I am a uni student and I have an assignment on the governance in an Islamic state. So I would like to know, dear Mufti Saab, in the time of the Khulafa'i Rashidin, what type of governance did they use? Was it democratic or a totalitarian state? And which authentic sources can I use to reference my work, Ustad?
Remember, democracy, as far as Islam goes, is called demoncracy. So that is the satanic system, and Almighty Allah condemns it. So see what the Quran Sharif states. So number one, you must use this verse when you want to speak and juxtapose the Islamic system and compare the Islamic system with the Western system of democracy. Wa in tuti aksara man fil ard, and if you obey majority of the people on this earth, yudilluka an sabilillah, they will lead you astray from the path of Almighty Allah. Iyattabi'una illa dhan, they only follow their whims, fancies, and desires. So therefore, they are conjecture and they are guesswork. Chapter number 6, Surah An'am, and verse number 116. So very easy reference. Chapter 6 and verse 116. Remember, in Islam, there is no place for democracy. The bastion of democracy, America, the circus goes on. So what they say now? They say, Trump, resign, otherwise we're going to impeach you. See the disgrace and humiliation. What democracy is that? You must remember that they speak of democracy, but when the vote goes against apartheid regime of Israel, more than 100 countries will say Israel, the rogue regime, is guilty. They, America, will use their veto. So I'm asking you, that where's the democracy then? Everywhere you will find the hypocrisy, yes, and not democracy. This whole system of democracy is a satanic system. Secularism, Zionism, all these are satanic systems as far as Islam goes. Islam has what we call a benevolent system. And remember, you have people, a small shura, and people who have taqwa, piety, and they will choose the leader and so forth. There is a good book for you, because I think your understanding will be limited. I don't think you know Arabic or Urdu. So this book here, Khulafa'i Rashideen, that the rightly guided Khulafa, by Jalaluddin Suyuti, rahimahullah, is translated in English. So read that and you will find, not everything is authentic, there is history, but majority you can accept from there, and in there you will get a good idea. Mustafa sallallahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already suggested to the ummah who will be the Khalifa, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, chapter 9 verse 40, thaniyas naini idhuma fil ghar, so the second of the two, and 17 salats, he Sayyidina Abu Bakr was the imam, so for the ummah, so it shows in the fatal illness of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, open Bukhari Sharif, the whole chapter on that. Then in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he already designated Sayyidina Umar in his right lifetime, so you called it Waliyul Ahad, that you appoint a leader after you based on taqwa, piety, knowledge and so forth. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala appointed a panel of 6 people and said, you choose the leader from you. So these are the precedents that are set in Islam, you should remember. So read about it in details in a book called Tarikhul Khulafa, the history of the rightly guided Khalifs and successors of the Master alayhi salatu salam by Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah.
I see Redley says, be honest and what's your best opinion? AK, be honest and tell us, should Mr. Biden be allowed to run for president? Ustad, this is Redley.
My brother Redley, I'm always honest. Why don't you see me? I'm lying any time. So, but I'm amazed at your question. What do you mean? He's already the president. He's president-elect. So in just 10 days' time or so, he will be in the White House, whether Trump likes it or whether the Republicans like it or not, whether you like it or not. So remember, if he's living, so he will be the next president of America. And that Kamala Harris or whatever her name is, she will be the vice president. And this is my opinion, that this is a stunt that they are pulling. So after 2-3 years, then he will resign. Resign meaning ill health and so forth, O Biden. And because he will be 80 years old or close to 80, then she will become the president. Imagine an African president and a female nochal. You know nochal? Nochal is the Afrikaans word, my brother Ridley. I don't know if you know Afrikaans and Hollanda. So we speak Hollanda and Afrikaans. So it will be a female, an African lady running America. What a thing that will be for the Americans. So anyway, you must remember that will be preparing her for 2024 elections. Mm. So the main aim of the Democrats now is to make him and disqualify him. They don't want to see Trump again because they know he has a crazy supporters. 70 million supported him. 40% believe that this election was a fraud. So therefore, Biden is the president from next week, remember that, whether you like it or not. But and Trump is history and the most humiliated, disgraced president in the history of America, whether you, and we say in the world, I told you this long time ago, that he is a buffoon, you must remember that.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So Ustaz, can a woman lead prayer for Jamaat, Ustaz Anonymous?
The hadith is mentioned, you must remember, in Abu Dawood, and you must remember Imam Abu Dawood, these imams who are great, great scholars and giants in the field of hadith, prophetic traditions and sayings, so they bring a tarjamatul bab, they bring a heading to show you that is what their verdict is on that particular issue. So he brought a heading and it's called Imamatun Nisa, get women making imamat, a lady in front and leading the ladies, but not right in front like the man, just 1-2 steps and the ladies behind her. So the hadith of Umme Waraka radiallahu anha, she invited Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please come to my house, show me that way, which room place is suitable, and then I'll make the imamat and lead the prayer for the ladies. So the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, they allow that. The Hanafis, Malikis say it's not permissible. So therefore it's academic discussion, but there are ahadith to that topic, so you should remember. But remember, for the woman, there's no like the man, laysa alan nisa'i azanun wala iqama, they don't give loud azan and all that. And likewise, there is not like the imam will stand right in front, just 1-2 steps. And that is how the women will make the salat in congregation. That is Shafi's, Hanbalis, Hanafis say not permissible.
Walter says, what is the relationship between COVID-19 and the level of democracy? Walter, Ustad.
So you must remember, democracy is what? In simple terms, to make you understand, in Arabic we have a proverb. It's just a proverb, a saying, Al-awam kal-an'am, that the masses are asses. What it is, democracy? Masses are asses. So that is what democracy is. They just fool the people. They will have people who are wonderful orators. And then they will promise the world, the public there. We will come into power and we will do this. We will do that. We will do this. You know, I don't know, Walter, if you're a South African and what's your age. But be that as it may, I just take you back to history. When the white men ruled, so they told them, you better vote for us, the Nets, the Nationalist Party. Why? Otherwise, Swart Khafar. There, the blacks and the non-whites will come into power and so forth and so. And the whites, majority of them, today they want to apologize and tell us stories. We know the K word they used to use, and for us also they used the K word. They called us coolies, and they told us coolies Khan, coolie dorp too. I remember those words, they still ring in my ear till today. So you must remember, my brother Walter, so that is how they play on the emotions of the people. So the crime was, right, apartheid, a crime against humanity. Then we got democracy, but what did have the person or poor Joe in the street? Joe in the street didn't benefit anything. So you must remember the corruption siphoned millions and billions, not rands of dollars. So you must remember. So another catastrophe. But because the masses are asses, so you must remember that is what happens. You go to America, Trump says something, they just swallow it, hook, line and sinker. So you just need a good orator and an actor, you see. These are actors that you see playing on the big screen, you must remember. So that is what they do, you must remember. They have to convince the public that this is what's happening and so forth. Why? The governments will get millions and billions, and you know where that millions and billions will go to eventually.
Subhanallah. 0847863132. Can Muftisa please explain why cupping is not sunnah and how things can get classified as sunnah to start?
I don't know from where you got that to say cupping is not sunnah. You should turn the question and rephrase it. Cupping is sunnah, my brother, sister. So remember, Habibuna, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went from Mi'raj, from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, that is chapter 17, verse 1. So that journey is called miraculous nocturnal journey, is called Isra, I-S-R-A, physically in the state of awakeness, on Buraq, at lightning speed. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah Mukarramah, came to Aqsa al-Mubarak, performed Salat there, the Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers behind Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from there to the seven heavens and beyond, that is called Mi'raj, the ascension, physically, bodily, in the state of awakeness. Open chapter 53, the first 12, 15 verses. So there you will find about Mi'raj. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every heaven, every firmament he went to, the Master alayhi salam, the malaika, the angel said, Mur ummataka bil hijama. You, ya rahmatalil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mur means that to command. You command your ummah and your international global followers, they should undertake hijama and cupping. 100% sunnah. A person must be a total ignorant person to say is not a sunnah. So that's number one. Sunnah will be Qawlun Nabi, the speech Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the fail Mubarak, the action of the Master alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook hijama various occasions. And then on which days? The 17th, the 19th, the 21st, you know, insha'Allah al-Aziz, this week Friday will be the first of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1442. So you look at your Islamic calendar, 17th, 19th, 21st, those are the best days. Other days are permissible, but remember, these are the most better prescribed days and best days. So that is what Islam will teach us about hijama. So today only people are discovering the benefits, but Islam taught us about this more than 1400 years ago. The male should get it done by male and the female by the female.
Ustad, student of Deen from Verulam says that, is it permissible to read Salah if you have baby vomit on you? Ustad?
Remember that in a case like this, that you cannot read Salat with baby vomit, is infant, baby, whatever is najis, is impure. So you must remember, you will have to remove it from your clothing, from your body. وَثِيَابَكَ فَتُحْهِرْ. What Quran says. And your clothing must be clean. Your body has to be clean. This is najasat, is napak, is impure. So therefore, you cannot read Salat with the baby's vomit on your clothes, on your body, or on the musalla, on the carpet, and so forth. All that is to be cleaned and purified. So use the water, and then you wash it thoroughly, or you change your clothes if you're uncomfortable, and then mashallah, you perform your salat and your namaz.
Amanata, before we go for our interval, breaking news to all our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and of course, breaking news to all our beloved listeners of Al Ansar International, that Markaz Sahaba will be advertising. If anybody wants to advertise with Markaz Sahaba, advertise with us, yes, it will be for free. 3 months free advertisement, inshallah. From now till Ramadan. That is from now till Ramadan, inshallah. If anybody wants to advertise with Markaz Sahaba, it will be 3 months free advertisement. You can, inshallah, contact our beloved receptionist, Haji Suleiman Esop, on 011-854-2990. That is 011-854-2990. That is from after 8 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, inshallah. So remember, listeners of Markaz Sahaba, listeners of Al Ansar, 3 months free advertisement from now till the month of Ramadan. And of course, the Sirius FM as well, the listeners of Sirius FM and the listeners of Al Ansar International. If anybody wants to advertise with Markaz Sahaba, remember, from now till Ramadan, inshallah, 3 months free advertisements. From myself, inshallah, we will be back after the interval, inshallah. Stay tuned.